AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A nightmare in Nepal. Almost 1,500 people have been killed by a powerful earthquake centered near Kathmandu. AP correspondent Ashok Sharma reports tens of thousands of survivors are spending the night outdoors.
People are really panicky, and thousands of people, they're spending the night in the open under a chilly sky, fearing more aftershocks.
Sharma says at least 10 hikers and guides were killed when the earthquake triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest. Google says Dan Fredenberg, one of its executives, was killed while hiking on Everest. Three fellow employees survived. Folks in Queens, New York, who have relatives in Nepal, are having a difficult time getting in touch with them due to down phone lines.
I couldn't contact them. I tried to call them a lot of time, but nobody's answering the phone, or like there is no network on the country or something like that. I have no idea about it.
Google has launched a person finder tool for Nepal to help people find their loved ones in the aftermath of the earthquake. It's also working to get updated satellite imagery to aid in the recovery effort and is committing $1 million to the earthquake response. The biggest march to date on behalf of a black man who died in Baltimore police custody was held today in that city. Malik Shabazz, national president of Black Lawyers for Justice, says the demonstration is the first step in getting justice for Freddie Gray.
Demands for the officers to be indicted, an end to the police cover-up, and an end to the national holocaust of black men dying at the hands of police.
Thousands of protesters chanted the name of Freddie Gray in front of City Hall in Baltimore. A wake will be held tomorrow for Gray, a funeral on Monday. This is AP Radio News. Trade was the subject of the weekly radio addresses by the president and the GOP.
President Obama says if the international trade playing field is level, American workers will always come out ahead.
If America doesn't shape the rules of the global economy today to benefit our workers, while our economy is in a position of new global strength, then China will write those rules.
Republican Representative Paul Ryan agrees.
Are we going to rise to the occasion and provide American leadership in the world? This is our challenge and our opportunity.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
History will be haunting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during his upcoming visit to the U.S. Abe hopes to promote a free trade pact and stronger defense ties as his government loosens the shackles of Japan's pacifist constitution 70 years after the end of World War II. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.